Chișinău. Moldova's pro-European ruling party of Action and Solidarity, PAS, scored a decisive victory in a closely watched parliamentary election. With all ballots counted, PAS won 50.2% of the vote, well ahead of the Russian-leaning Patriotic Bloc, which secured 24.2%. President Maia Sandu saw the outcome as a historic step in consolidating Moldova's European path. The election, described by Sandu's government as the most consequential since independence in 1991, saw high engagement from young voters. Moldovan authorities accused Russia of seeking to sway the result through disinformation campaigns and illicit funding. In recent weeks, security forces launched hundreds of raids against alleged Russian-backed networks accused of fomenting unrest. Patriotic Bloc co-leader and former president Igor Dodon rejected the outcome, alleging widespread irregularities. He claimed PAS relied heavily on diaspora votes and accused authorities of disenfranchising more than 200,000 residents of Transnistria, the pro-Russian separatist region. Around 100 opposition supporters staged protests outside parliament. Sandu dismissed the accusations, noting her government had ensured opportunities for Transnistrian residents to participate. "We have done our best to provide the conditions for the people from the Transnistrian region to come and vote, and they have been able to do that," she said. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, which monitored the vote, said the election was competitive despite shortcomings. "The election demonstrated a high level of commitment to democracy amid unprecedented hybrid threats from Russia," said Paula Cardozo, co-coordinator of the OSCE mission. European leaders swiftly welcomed the result. European Council President Antonio Costa said that Moldovans had chosen democracy, reform, and a European future, despite pressure and interference from Russia. France, Germany, and Poland jointly praised the peaceful conduct of the vote. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the outcome proved Russia had failed to destabilize Moldova. The Kremlin, however, accused Moldovan authorities of suppressing the votes of citizens abroad by opening only two polling stations in Russia. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zaharova said the result highlighted deep divisions within Moldovan society, warning against the country becoming an anti-Russian appendage of NATO. Despite the resounding win, analysts caution that PAS faces significant challenges in addressing Moldova's economic struggles, including inflation of around 7% and high energy costs.